It's the 80th anniversary of Children's Book Week. Created by the Children's Book Council of Australia, the annual event is celebrated in Australian schools, running this year from the 16th to the 23rd of August. Book Week aims to inspire young minds and to embrace the joy of reading through costume parades, storytelling sessions, and library displays, with this year's theme being Book and Adventure. Jess McGeckin is this year's featured artist, an award-winning illustrator and author who spoke to Ruby Ward about what inspires his work and how we can think about books being more than just words.
Yes, I did create a big, beautiful map for Book Week this year. I think the inspiration came from a whole lot of places. But when I think about adventure and I think about reading, I think about my favourite books having maps in the end papers. So it's often when you read like a big fantasy novel or even a picture book and you open the cover and there's a map on the inside, it kind of tells me that there's already an adventure waiting to happen or a whole new world to discover. So that was kind of my inspiration, with those kind of end papers from books like Treasure Island and all those fantasy books. So I knew I wanted to create a map, and then the characters kind of came from all parts of my life. So there's a giant squid because I love underwater creatures and I work at a museum, and there's a puffin who loves treasure and a dragon who isn't a very good cook but still loves to try anyway. So yeah, that's the inspiration behind those.
Oh, that's so gorgeous. And I'm sure it's something that kids really love. Children's imaginations are just so wild. But according to the Reading Guarantee report released in February 2024, a third of Australian children can't read properly, or in the typical Aussie classroom, out of 24 students, 8 can't read as well. In your opinion, how can we foster engagement to reading kids when maybe at home they mightn't be encouraged to, and we're living in this sort of digital age now?
It's such a good question. And as someone that has recently had a new baby, I'm thinking about him a lot and how much, you know, what we can do to read to him, and especially as he gets a bit older. I think one of the best things we can do is thinking about books as more than just words. And I guess, you know, I've been in a lot of libraries this week for Book Week. And, you know, when I was little, the library was always the safe space, because I didn't love sport and I didn't love, you know, I don't know, always being outside. So I really loved coming into the library. And I think if we can kind of treat reading as if it's a safe thing to do, and you don't even have to open a book to kind of to read, you know, audiobooks are great. Illustrations are great. Graphic novels are great. So I think it's about telling kids that reading is not, you know, something with big, boring, dusty books, although that can be great too. It's about finding a place to connect with other people. But yeah, we've got our work cut out for us very much so in the next couple of years, but hopefully that will help.
Oh, congrats. That's amazing news. That's great.
Yeah, thank you very much. A different responsibility.
Yeah, I think that's really good advice, because kids are so visual and it is an adventure. And when I think of Book Week, I'm filled with memories of homemade costumes, last-minute scrambles with glue guns and feather boas.
For sure.
Yeah. What are some of your fondest Book Week memories as a child, or your most memorable character you might have dressed up as?
Oh, my gosh, what a good question. I have very fond memories of some last-minute costumes as well. I remember looking for the right stick at the park for a wand when I was going to be a wizard. The last-minute costumes are always the best ones. I can remember I used to love, and I still do, I love Graham Bass's books, so Animalia and The 11th Hour, and those books are filled with lots of hidden details. So I always used to love costumes that kind of were an ode to that time. So definitely dressing up as some of the characters and animals from those books. But I just remember it was, like I said before, I wasn't very sporty, but I remember the one week of the year where we could kind of celebrate art and books, and that meant a lot to me growing up.
Award-winning author and illustrator Jess McGeckin speaking there with Ruby Ward.